Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for the evening of January 8th, 2021. I'm Tom Merritt. Friday afternoon, Twitter announced it has permanently suspended the personal account of President Donald Trump for violation of Twitter's glorification of violence policy. Twitter cited two tweets, one that said, quote, "American patriots will not be disrespected or treated unfairly in any way, shape, or form," and another that said the president would not be going to the inauguration on January 20th. Twitter said the posts were viewed in the context of how they were, quote, "being received and interpreted on and off Twitter." None of the tweets from the account are accessible on Twitter now. Twitter says it has also restricted the president from creating new posts on the official U.S. president account at POTUS. BuzzFeed reports that Apple warned social network Parler Friday that it, quote, "is not effectively moderating and removing content that encourages illegal activity and poses a serious risk of the health and safety of users in direct violation of Parler's own terms of service." Parler chief executive John Matz said in a Parler post that Apple does not hold Twitter and Facebook to the same standard. Apple gave Parler 24 hours to take action or be removed from the App Store. Google says it was aware of posts in Parler that seek, quote, "to incite ongoing violence in the U.S. and that, quote, "to distribute an app through Google Play, we do require that apps implement robust moderation for egregious content." Google has suspended Parler's listing in the Play Store, quote, "until it addresses these issues." Roku has agreed to acquire exclusive global distribution rights to more than 75 Quibi shows and documentaries, some of which had not been released before Quibi shut down. After the exclusivity deals expire in a bit more than a year, Roku will have the rights to show the content until 2027. The content will have to be presented in its original increments of 10 minutes or less. The content will be added to more than 40,000 movies and TV shows already available in the Roku Channel app. Hyundai is talking to Apple about cars. A Hyundai representative told CNBC, quote, "We understand that Apple is in discussion with a variety of global automakers, including Hyundai Motors. As the discussion is at its early stage, nothing has been decided." Korean Economic Daily said Apple suggested the arrangement and Hyundai was reviewing the terms that involved EV production and battery development. Hyundai has its own battery EV platform called EGMP going into production later this year. Reuters sources say Apple would like to produce a passenger vehicle by 2024. Bloomberg's Mark Gurman reports an autonomous EV from Apple is 5 to 7 years away, and Ming-Chi Kuo has said he would not be surprised if it takes until 2028. A shortage of semiconductors is affecting automakers. Volkswagen said last month it needed to adjust first quarter manufacturing plans around the globe because of the shortage. Now Honda says it must cut domestic output by about 4,000 cars this month at a factory in Japan. Nissan is adjusting production numbers for its Note hatchback model, and Ford has moved up previously planned downtime at a Kentucky plant for its sport utility vehicle factory due to the chip shortage. Finally, SolarWinds has engaged the Krebs Stamos Security Consulting Group to help deal with the attack. The firm was formed by Alex Stamos, former chief security officer at Yahoo and Facebook, and Chris Krebs, former director of the U.S. Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency. Krebs was fired last month by the president after finding no evidence of tampering with voting systems in the 2020 election. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com and remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.